This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Graham Bazarn from Richmond, Virginia. The Sound of Young America is an independent production supported by listeners like you and me. If you'd like to donate to support the show, visit MaximumFun.org and click on Donate.
Live on tape from my house in Los Angeles, I'm Jesse Thorne, and this is The Sound of Young America from MaximumFun.org.
Radio sweetheart on the airways, it's the sound of young America. Maximum Fun. Maximum Fun. Maximum Fun.
Before I talk with two of the guys behind the new MTV show How's Your News, here's one of them, Jeremy Vest, a reporter with the developmental disability Williams syndrome, interviewing people on the street at Venice Beach.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jeremy Vest reporting live from Venice Beach, Boardwalk, California, and I'm here with...
Salt. S-A-L to the T, y'all. What's up?
And what do you do out here?
Well, I'm just a promoter. You know, I promote my music. I got a song title that I really love. It's called Something a Little Tasty. And it's just talking about me, you know, salt. I got flavor for the world, the whole world.
I like how you said that. You might say in the world again? That was funny.
The whole world.
It's the Sound of Young America. I'm Jesse Thorne. My guests on the program are Jeremy Vest and Arthur Bradford. Jeremy is a reporter and Arthur, the producer on the new MTV series, How's Your News? In which a group of disabled people travel the country on a bus, interacting with, reporting on various stories. I should have ended the phrase interacting with, and basically just generally having a lot of cool reportorial type adventures. Guys, welcome to The Sound of Young America.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
It's great to have you. Now, Arthur, you're a little bit more of a veteran of this effort than Jeremy is. You've been there since the very beginning. You started this when you were a counselor at a camp for disabled people a long time ago. What was the genesis of it?
Right. I was working as a summer camp counselor at a camp for people with disabilities, and I had this interest in video, and so I taught a video class, and the goal was just to create a forum in which the widest range of disabilities could participate. And we hit upon this news show format, and one of the most popular segments that we would do for our news shows is when we would go with some of the more outgoing campers downtown, and they would do man on the street interviews. And that's really where How's Your News got its start.
How did you come to this format? Did you try other things? Did you try narrative or?
Well, I think a lot of people when they do video, they you want to make like your own little home movies or. But I immediately felt like there was something fake about doing trying to do any kind of acting or something that was purposefully comedy. The interview, just handing a microphone to someone, I think immediately gives some direction to things. So we started out interviewing each other, and those interviews were pretty fun, just having a group of people with disabilities interview each other. But some of the people at the camp are just so outgoing. Jeremy's a very good example of that. And it just seemed a natural idea to maybe take this outside of the camp boundaries.
There's a woman who was part of your original crew and is on the new MTV show named Sue.
Yeah.
Who is probably the most outgoing person I've ever seen in my entire life.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She really goes to town.
Yeah. She is just such a firebrand. And it's funny because when I think about how we selected our news team, she jumped out right away because, yeah, that she'll go up to everybody in the room and talk to them, and she's very opinionated, which makes for some really interesting interaction.
Sue is 40 years old. She was born with cerebral dysgenesis. She's also legally blind. She has an indomitable spirit.
Hey, sir, Susan Harrington from How's Your News. From How's Your News. If you could change one thing about this country, what do you think it would be and why?
I could change one thing about this country. I'd have everybody smoke marijuana.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but I strongly disagree with that. Yeah. How do you feel about the legal...
When you first started with folks going out on the street and playing around with this format, what were the challenges at the beginning?
Gosh, the challenges were sometimes people wouldn't want to talk to us, which I think could happen to anybody with a microphone on the street, but they just would walk by and not want to talk. And then I think sometimes I would know that the interview was not going to be interesting if the person was talking down to them, talking to the reporter as if they were a child. That just is immediately just kind of uncomfortable to watch. The interviews that I always like are the ones that people are trying to figure out what's going on here, and they're not quite sure what's happening, but they're going to roll with it and figure it out. And that leads to some really awkward and nice moments.
Jeremy's giving an awesome hand sign over there, an agreement, a right on. Has that been your experience, Jeremy?
Yes, it has always been my experience. It's been a great time for me. You know, I'm doing my job and just enjoying myself, and you know, I'm enjoying it very much.
Well, how did it go, Arthur, from being a project at a summer camp to becoming its first major incarnation, which was a feature documentary that came out a few years ago?
What happened was, and this is back in the mid-90s, so before the internet, we would make a tape at the end of the summer, and we'd give it to our friends and family, and those tapes would get copied and passed on to other friends, and ended up in the hands of Matt Stone and Trey Parker before South Park existed, and they were just two struggling filmmakers in
They're
Los Angeles.
They're the creators of South Park.
Right, exactly.
If anybody doesn't know.
And they contacted me and said, hey, we really like this. This is some really interesting video that you're making. And we ended up trading tapes, and they sent me their work, and we became friends via the mail, which no one uses anymore. But when South Park hit it big, basically they said, we want to fund whatever you want to do outside of the camp, like go to town. And so we made a short that we used to get funding for a feature film that we ended up putting on HBO in 2002.
Tell me a little bit, once you had that feature film together, there was also a wonderful extended feature on This American Life and a lot of other great stuff that was going around. How did you get the idea to make this, that the home for this was going to be as a television series?
Well, it kind of was what we always wanted it to be. At the camp, we always did it as a news broadcast, and we would have a news desk. And then when we ended up sort of doing our big documentary, I guess the idea, it just seemed like the only way you could do something with this kind of material was it had to be a documentary that had to have that weighty subject matter, and it was kind of like PBS, HBO. But in our minds, even after we did that feature, we thought, you know, this would be a pretty cool series. If it was a series, then it could be a little more lighthearted and have kind of more of a recurring theme to it.
Jeremy, I wanted to ask you, you weren't in the documentary. You're a relatively new addition to the crew, as I mentioned. How did you come on board?
Well, thanks to Arthur and his clever team of reporters. And they're the ones that invited me on board because they had a band and they needed a drummer. And I was fortunate enough to be asked, and I was very lucky to get on board and play my drums. And they loved it. And I've been with them ever since.
Now, music is a big part of this whole operation, mm-hmm. Arthur. How did music become such a big part? Now, I'll grant you, there is usually music involved in some news broadcasts.
Absolutely. A lot of music is involved in our show.
But there's a lot more, exactly, in How's Your News?
Yeah, it seems really natural to us, although I grant you it seems unusual, too, that we just wanted to make our own soundtrack, and our guys are so musical. Jeremy has something called Williams Syndrome.
I absolutely adore my syndrome.
And one of the aspects of Williams Syndrome is a high musical aptitude. And he really is a great drummer. I've known Jeremy since he was 7 years old, and he's always had amazing rhythm.
And I'm turning 23 next Friday, so.
Wow.
Yes. Very happy.
And then, sort of, Sue has an amazing sort of operatic singing voice, and and so we wanted to write our own theme songs, and we always had this idea of pulling Jeremy into the team, especially as bringing him on as the drummer for the band.
This is
Jeremy Best reporting live for Housing News. We are in Los Angeles, California, and I do not have a boner.
Excuse me, sir.
It's the Sound of Young America. I'm Jesse Thorne. We'll have more with some of the folks behind Housing News in just a minute when we return.
Production of The Sound of Young America is supported in part by Ask Metafilter. Thousands of life's little questions answered. Online at ask.metafilter.com.
If you're a relatively new listener to The Sound of Young America and you're looking for an easy way to catch up on old shows, why not try The Sound of Young America Classics? The Sound of Young America Classics is a separate podcast feed for older Sound of Young America programs. So you'll get a new old Sound of Young America delivered to your iTunes every week, and it's just as free as the regular Sound of Young America. In iTunes, just search for Sound of Young America Classics, or if you're already looking at one of our productions in iTunes, just click on MaximumFun.org in the author area and you'll be taken to our special iTunes room. You can also go to our blog and click on the button that says All Our Podcasts in iTunes. The Sound of Young America Classics is your easy way to get new old Sound of Young America programs. It's the Sound of Young America. My guests are Jeremy Vest and Arthur Bradford from the new MTV series, How's Your News? A show where disabled correspondents like Jeremy are able to, among other things, interview some of their favorite celebrities.
The best interview I've ever done was with John Stamos. He came on our bus as a hitchhiker.
I saw that. I saw that on the thing. It was fantastic.
And then he asked me if he wanted to go out one night to chase girls around. And the next thing you know, I'm back in L.A. doing that with him. It's fun.
Were you a fan of John Stamos going in?
Very much so.
Okay.
I love Full House. Hi, Uncle Jesse.
Does everyone on Full House know about us, too? Like the Olsen twins? Have they heard about us?
I think so.
You have a girlfriend?
No.
Believe me, you're better off.
I don't know about that. I like a girl in my life.
Girls are great. You deserve a nice girl.
I deserve one, and I will get one.
Yeah.
I can make it happen.
You know what? You and I will hang out one night, and then we'll chase some girls. I'll be your wingman. How about that? Right?
Security, I got a wingman.
Arthur, when you decided to make this a regular series, how did you think about how to structure it? What was the setup for this thing?
That's a good question. You know, we tried so hard to do prep work for this show, and really, like, especially, you know, all the network executives wanted outlines and you know, this will be the theme of this show, and it will follow into this, and they'll solve this problem. I think this show really, and it kind of worked to my procrastinating nature, but it works best when we let the reporters dictate the content of the show. The best we could do would be to get credentials ahead of time to go to events, set up things like Jeremy going out with John Stamos as his wingman. And the structure basically was based on locations. That was as much as we could do. I learned a lot about why reality television tends to be so dissatisfying to watch, because in order to make a documentary, quote, format and shoot it in a short period of time, you have to force things to happen and you have to make things be fake. Fortunately, one of the advantages of our cast is that they really can't do that. It's really hard for Jeremy to be fake.
Could I give a couple of shout-outs to some people that I love that are listening to this broadcast?
Yeah, you bet, of course.
Well, I want to give a huge shout-out to my good friend Wendy Gray. She is a Bostonian native, and I love her with all my heart. She's the most beautiful girl in the world, and I couldn't ask for a better friend. And I thank Wendy for all of her, you know, her love and support. And I'm just really happy that I'm a good friend of hers.
Jeremy, let me ask you this question. What was the hardest thing for you to do? What was the scariest thing in making this show?
Well, nothing was very scary, but we went on some scary thing. I went on a scary adventure, as I must say. I was forced to go into the water at surfing. I didn't want to do that, but eventually I went in and had a good time. And another scary adventure was going to Coney Island and going on the Ferris wheel. That's one of the tallest Ferris wheels I've ever been on. And Arthur was right next to me. They're swinging cars that go up and down and up. Been down and up and down. So I was in that car, and when the car went down, I screamed. You'll see it on one of the episodes. And just a lot of other crazy adventures we did.
Jeremy, there's a couple other folks in the cast who have Williams syndrome. In fact, the band is composed of folks with Williams syndrome, which is especially convenient given the musical aptitude part of it, which is obviously on display when you're performing. But there's also a wide variety of other disabilities in the group. There's a guy who has Down syndrome and speaks in a language that to other people sounds like it's something, but not English.
That's Bobby Bird. And Bobby Bird is a great guy to hang out with, you know. He was trying to interrupt everything I would do on the red carpet at the Grammys. Like, he was like, you know how he is. And I try to tell him to go away because I want to do the interviews. And he's like, cha-bia, maya, cha-ya, cha-ya. I'm like, Bobby, go away. And the other two people with Williams syndrome are Brendan and Lucas. Now, they are my friends. I'm going to see them in a few days, and I'm very happy about that. And they, great musicians, good friends, and we went to school together out in Massachusetts. So it's kind of a funny coincidence that we got to hang out together, not in a school sense, but in a traveling sense.
It's the Sound of Young America. My guests are producer Arthur Bradford and reporter Jeremy Vest from the insightful and hilarious new news series, How's Your News? What was the most fun thing for you to see one of the other reporters do?
Just make people laugh. One of my sayings was, you know, when I was with John Stamos, I said, I have my mojo running.
Uh-huh.
And John laughed at that. And I thought that was amazing that he laughed so hard.
What's the hardest thing for you, Arthur?
Can you burn a CD of this so I can take it home tonight?
You bet your buttons. What's the hardest thing for you, Arthur, managing this group, this like really diverse group of people?
Well, you saw a little bit right there. It's really, really hard to keep everything focused. Super hard. I mean, you can just imagine a group meeting. You get interrupted every, you know.
But it's a fun meeting because we're on the bus and we're usually traveling at the time we're talking about what we're going to be doing next. Arthur will stop everyone like, okay, everyone, today we're going to be doing this. Bobby, you're going to be doing that. Sue, Jeremy, you know, like ruckus in the... ruckus.
I feel a little bit like I used to coach fifth grade basketball, and it feels a little bit like that. Like I'm trying to figure out which player should go in now. You know,
fifth grade. What school?
this was in California, but it's trying to figure out, you know, just sort of manage chaos. You know, because it's true. Like when we were on the red carpet at the Grammys, we had Jeremy and Bobby and Sue actually was also there, and. It was just a long day of waiting. If you're on a red carpet at the Grammys, you're basically waiting. The first hour and a half is all these people you've never heard of coming, and then the last half an hour is all these big stars sprinting past you trying not to get stopped by you. And so Sue got exhausted after the first hour, and she was like our star player, was out for the game. And so Bobby Bird was the second string guy because Bobby, as we've discussed, is not able to say anything that's intelligible. So... But he's very, very aggressive about going up to people. So so I had Jeremy and Bobby on the red carpet, and the security had told us, you know, stay in your box. And Bobby was just all over the place trying to literally, like, try to tackle people as they go by. And I was sweating bullets and extremely stressed out, thinking if we get kicked off the red carpet, MTV is going to cancel our show. And Jeremy, meanwhile, is like bickering with Bobby during his interview with Miley Cyrus. And I just thought we looked like such amateurs. But then... afterwards, when I looked at the tape, I realized I should have let it get even more chaotic because it was actually really fun to watch.
Good. I love Hannah Montana. I watch it every day.
Thank you. Are you excited to be at the Grammys?
Very.
Me too. I'm stoked. Who else have you talked to today?
Wolfgang Puck.
No way. It's super cool.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is... No, Bobby. Bobby, she's got to go. Bobby, I got to do this interview. Bobby, stop. Bobby, knock it off.
High five.
Hello. Bobby, stop.
It's hard. Down low.
Bobby, stop. Stop, Bobby.
What surprised you in this round? After having done this for 10 years or so, are there still things that catch you off guard?
Yeah. It's still fun to do. I really wouldn't want to do it if it weren't. Jeremy always continues to surprise me. He's really, when we first started doing stuff with Jeremy, he was definitely like not a star of the show. He was just one of the reporters. And Now
look at me now, folks, huh?
he just really emerged. He's really he's become this huge personality on camera, and it's really fun to watch. He his ability to just get to know people and bring out interesting aspects in their personalities is really, really wonderful and unique. And so watching the interactions between the reporters is always fun for me. I really enjoy that. We did a lot of filming, kind of not reporting, like the downtime filming that made this project really interesting for me too.
Was there any time that you would feel scared?
Yeah, I felt constantly nervous and stressed out while we were shooting. I remember once at the Grammys, actually, I remember going to the bathroom and thinking I wanted to just leave. I wanted to just leave you on the red carpet and not have to deal with the incredible stress that it was. It's really, really difficult. We would have these meetings with MTV, and they just have certain expectations of what a TV show is, and you just really can't force certain things to happen. And I would just think, I can't believe we're just placing this bet and riding it out on this particular group of people who, you know, Sue, sometimes her medication wouldn't be on, and she just really she'd just repeat the same question over and over again. And I would just be like, boy, what a job I've picked for myself here.
What about the challenge of doing it with MTV, a network that's renowned for the other kind of reality programming that you were just talking about? I mean, it's a network where the biggest hits are reality shows that are essentially scripted.
Yeah. I don't like the show called True Life. It's about people who smoke and stuff.
You don't like that one?
No.
That's like the only good
That's
one.
That's one of the ones I like, yeah.
People should, you know what's best, what's better than to do that, you know?
To answer your question, Jesse, I think the question about this show being on MTV, I think is a really good one. I think it's, and I think it's, I really like it. I like that people are kind of like, why is this show on MTV? Because I think that it brings up the discussion that we really want to instigate about How's Your News, which is, you know, what is it about this show is there anything objectionable about it? Is there anything wrong with teenage kids watching Jeremy and laughing at his jokes, you know? I really think it was important that we do this for a network like MTV and not the obvious choice, which would be like PBS or HBO, which are great networks and do, you know, wonderful programming. But I think if this show can be on MTV and get watched and spur discussions amongst that group of viewers, then we've really accomplished something like that. That's very meaningful.
Yes. And you know what, I remember something very funny that happened. And I just want to say that, for those of you who know how to dunk a guy's head in a sundae, so that happened to me at a restaurant in downtown Houston, Texas. And I remember very well about what happened. And if it happens again, I will be fine.
Wait, who did the dunking?
You don't want to know.
I asked Jeremy to smell his sundae and push his face in it.
It was so funny though. I was pissed off, but it was funny.
He was mad at me for weeks after that.
Not anymore.
I do want to say, like, I think that I've seen like some of the internet discussions about this show, and it's always like there's a lot of like MTV sucks, you know, if it's on MTV it's got to be exploitation. And I think that whole line of thinking does both the people with disabilities in the show a disservice and the kids who watch MTV a disservice. I think we need to give like the MTV generation a little more credit to be able to make up their minds about what's good. Because I think all of us have probably at some point or another stopped on MTV and enjoyed the mind candy that is on there. And, you know, to MTV's credit, they did have a history of doing really interesting, groundbreaking programming. The first few seasons of The Real World were really good. I think The Osbournes was a great show when it first started.
I think
Jackass is one of the greatest shows ever on TV. I love that show.
It's so funny.
If How's Your News can be in that tradition, then more power to us.
Well, guys, thank you so much for taking the time to be on The Sound of Young America. It was so fun to have you.
Thank you so much.
Arthur Bradford is the producer, and Jeremy Vest is one of the reporters on the new MTV series.
Love you, Wendy.
How's Your News, which airs Sunday evenings on MTV. That's our time for another Sound of Young America podcast. I have been your host, Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart. The show produced by Speaking Into Microphones. Our theme music written and performed by Dan Grayson with help from myself. Interstitial music provided by Dan Wally. The show edited by Nick White. Our intern is Brian Fernandez. My dog's name is Coco, and she really, really, really doesn't like to go outside when it's raining. Tell a friend about the Sound of Young America. We got some really amazing programs coming up, including the shows we recorded live at the San Francisco Sketch Fest with Jello Biafra and Tom Amiano. Plus, the week after that, Jenna Fischer from The Office and Miss Piggy from The Muppets. Plus all kinds of really cool stuff besides. If you have thoughts about the show, you can email me at jesse@maximumfun.org. That's jesse@maximumfun.org. You can always visit us online at maximumfun.org. You can talk about this show on the forum, etc., 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 blah, blah, blah. We'll see you next time on The Sound of Young America.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch. Support for NPR and the following message come from IXL Online. Is your child asking questions on their homework you don't feel equipped to answer? IXL Learning uses advanced algorithms to give the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. One subscription gets you everything. One site for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And NPR listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/NPR.
What does it mean to be Black in America? In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, you'll hear it means everything. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.